It's David Kusky from the Main Street Players, and David is here to talk about the upcoming performance of The Monkey's Paw, and this is going to be tomorrow night at 8 p.m. at Newbury's. Dave, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So this is a one-act play, and so let's talk a little bit about The Monkey's Paw, just kind of a brief idea of the story.
Yes. All right. This is a story in three scenes, and it's pretty closely follows the original short story by W.W. Jacobs. And in the short story, a couple and their son are at home during a rather nasty night of weather, and they discuss the possibility of a friend of the father coming to visit that night, but there's a little bit of speculation as to whether that'll happen or not because of the weather. He does show up, and he brings a unique trinket from one of his journeys abroad, a monkey's paw, which has been cursed to allow three users to have three wishes. But each time a person wishes, there's a bad twist that happens to the wisher. So it's not so simple as just wishing to pay off your student loans or to get a new car or whatever. There'd be some sort of a speculation to it.
So the play there from there tells the story of what happens when the family takes possession of the paw and how they react to it and what happens after that.
Yes.
I would describe it in parts as a funny show. I would describe it in parts as a very serious show. But it's a story that I think has kind of captivated the imagination for a lot of years.
Yes, it has. We're doing the adaptation that was dramatized by Lewis N. Parker. And this specific play was first staged in October of 1903. So this was this adaptation was shortly after the original publication of the short story. And it pretty closely follows the short story.
Now, that year might scare people, but this is a play that everybody can understand. The characters are very identifiable, and the plot is easy to follow and has some interesting twists and turns.
Yes, absolutely.
So let's talk about the cast. Who is in this thing? You and I are both in it.
Yes, we are. It's a lot of the usual faces you've come to know and love through Main Street Players. We have Mr. and Mrs. White are the characters, and those characters are portrayed by Chris and Caitlin Obershaw.
I think it's nice that we got a real husband and wife to play the husband and wife in the show.
Yeah, it worked out because a lot of the characterization was already there. They had that chemistry, so we didn't have to work on that. We just worked on them developing into the parents of Herbert, who is played by KCRW's own Dr. J, Jason Wentworth.
It's a fun part. Herbert is kind of a wiseacre, kind of a smart aleck, but he also is just kind of a fun-loving and curious guy who has his own interaction with the paw. It's a fun part, and it's a fun show to be in. And there are two other parts, yes?
Yes, that's correct. The friend of the family that comes to visit, Sergeant Major Morris, is played by yours truly, Dangerous Dave Kosky.
You are the one who introduces everybody to the paw.
Yes, I'm kind of the bearer of bad news, I guess, as it were.
And then there is one other character who we aren't going to say anything about, and that character is...
Yes, I'll just say his name is Samson, and he's played by Daryl Keith, who is joining us for the show.
So we're going to do The Monkey's Paw, and it's a one-act play, and then after a brief intermission, we're going to do something as Monty Python would say, completely different.
Yes, after the Monkey's Paw, we'll have the Bleich family who will be in attendance. They will join us, and we will present a night of improv, playing various different games of everyone's favorites and some good ones that we don't necessarily get around to playing a whole lot too. So,
if you've ever seen the television show Whose Line Is It Anyway, this is that idea where we get suggestions from the audience or just kind of start with a scene, and it's all made up. It's all improvised before your eyes, and sometimes it's hilarious, and sometimes it's just weird, but it's always interesting.
Yes.
That is
a fact.
So it's going to be a fun night, and this is happening tomorrow night at 8 p.m. at Newbury's. And what is the admission for the big show?
Yes. It's general admission is $10, and students and seniors tickets are $8. And since it is at Newbury's, there will be a cash bar available.
All right. Very good. Well, it's going to be an interesting show, and we hope that folks will take us up on an evening of entertainment tomorrow night. And that's, again, 8 p.m. at Newbury's. Is there anything else we need to know about the show? There's some pretty fancy set work that's been done for this show by Caitlin Obershaw.
Yes. For the whole play takes place in the White's house, basically just in their living room. So being in the early 1900s, they have a very elaborate and exquisite fireplace, which Caitlin has put a lot of time into building, and it looks great.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's going to be a great, as you say, a centerpiece of the show in terms of the set. And then, of course, there is the title star of the show, The Monkey's Paw, which she has also built.
Yes.
No monkeys were harmed in the making of this play.
Yes, we'll have to have a disclaimer in the programs and on the set pieces that say that.
Yeah. No, it's gonna be a fun evening. We encourage everybody to come out and have some fun with this Monkey's Paw and some improv comedy Friday night. And Dave Kusky from the Main Street Players, thank you for being with us.
Sure thing. Thank you.